dugout and to the field, it's time for high school baseball on Candleland Radio. All the action from the clutch hits, flashes of leather, and big pitches right here on Candleland Radio. Now let's head live to the ball diamond for all the action.
Batter up.
And welcome back for one final game in the 2021 high school spring sports season here at the Bill Burke Family Sports Complex in Salina, Kansas. Unfortunately, not the game that either of these two teams wanted to be playing in. It's not the Class 4A State Softball Championship. Instead, it is the Class 4A third place game, but it is one final opportunity with your team to go out and play a game here to finish your season and try to get a win and a third-place trophy. With studio engineer Scott Cox, I'm Justin Fluke, back with my partner Mike Tanking. As now it's the top two seeds meeting in this third-place game. Number one seed Holton, now 22-2, under coach John Dietrich, set to take on the Clay Center Tigers. The number two seed are now 21-3. That third loss of the year came just a moment ago, losing 2-1 to Wamego in the semifinals, while Holton fell 3-2 in eight innings against Andale Garden Plain. Holton is the higher seed, so they'll be the home team, still in their white uniforms from top to bottom, and they'll end with the same lineup that they had and the same lineup they've pretty much used all season. But it'll be Gracie Gallagher pitching. Grace Ooch has moved to the catcher spot for Holton, and that means Timber Wilson in right field, and the center fielder will be Sadie Walker for the Wildcats. Here's the offensive lineup for the Clay Center Tigers. Leading off is their senior pitcher, Clara Edwards, a Division I softball signee at North Dakota State. Batting second, the third baseman, Cheyenne Brandhorst. Batting third is the right fielder, J.C. Shirley. Hitting cleanup, the catcher for Clay Center, Danny Carlson, or Carson, excuse me. Batting fifth, the shortstop, Shelby Siebold. The designated player is Maddie McCann. She'll bat sixth for Clay Center. Then in the lower third, it's first baseman Aspen Gerard. Second baseman Katie Spielman hits eighth. And the center fielder Mackenzie Weller bats ninth for the Clay Center Tigers. Elizabeth Gerton, the left fielder, not batting. And the second pitch of this game is a little bit outside. The first one missed as well, so it's 2-0. We got the pitcher-pitcher matchup to start this game as the right-hander Gracie Gallagher pitches to right-handed batter Clara Edwards. And the pitch taken low in the dirt, ball four. 15 home runs hit this season by Clara Edwards, and she has pitched pretty much every inning of every meaningful game for the Tigers softball team this season and almost all of her career. And on four pitches, she takes high for ball four. So a four-pitch walk to start the game, and that's the huge thing, Tank, we talked about. Neither team wants to be here. It's not the game they want to be playing in. Not that they're not excited maybe in a way to play softball, but which team can find some energy and kind of focus in and forget about the fact it's a third-place game and just play some good softball here today. Bunch shown, and pitch taken a little bit low for ball one.
Yeah, third-place games so many times, any sport, I mean basketball especially, but softball too. Who shows up and wants to play? Who wants to be here? Who can bring that energy? That's much easier said than done after a disappointing loss.
Runner stealing, and the ball goes into center field, backed up by Walker. But a stolen base for Clara Edwards, who literally does a little bit of everything for this team. Pitch was a strike taken, but it's 1-1 now to Cheyenne Brandhorst, another senior for the Tigers. They have seven seniors on their roster and four of them in the starting lineup, so a chance for those girls playing their final prep softball game. Here's a bunt attempt, but foul, and it's now 1-2 to Brandhorst. With nobody out, runner on second for Clay Center in the top of the first inning. We are just underway. Clay Center won their opening round game yesterday as the number two seed, a 5-1 victory over Pratt. Swing and a miss. That's strike three, and Gallagher gets the K for the first out here of this ball game. Went through some of Gallagher's numbers. She pitched the final three innings of the previous game, did give up one walk, and now one in this game, so she's actually walked four all season in over 70 innings, and a strike right in there to J.C. Shirley. Still at second base is Clara Edwards. Gallagher with the punch out. First of the day. And number 111 of the season. And another strike poured right across to Gracie Shirley. So it's quickly nothing and two. Tried to work around the leadoff walk. Edwards now on second with one out. Holton playing straight up. And a swing and a miss. There's another strikeout on three pitchers. Shirley down swinging for out number two. A good job by Gigi after a four-pitch walk to get it locked in here. Clay Center Tigers from the North Central Kansas League. Three losses in the regular season. They lost to Rock Creek 2-1 and Riley County 4-2. So a couple tight losses after starting the year 15-0. They cruised through their regional, beating Chapman 15-0, and then won the regional title over Rose Hill 11-1. Here's a fly ball down the right field side. It's going to stay in play, but foul territory. It lands harmlessly. And the count is a ball and a strike to Danny Carson, the cleanup hitting catcher for this Tiger team with the orange top uniforms on, black numerals trimmed in white, black pants as well for the Tigers, coached by Don Richter. 215 feet down the line and a dead center here in the ballpark. And strike two, taking the second pitch looking Carlson after fouling one off. Now it's 1-2 with two outs. Gallagher winds and deals again, and a ground ball made contact with the batter, so fouled off the foot of Carson, and the count will hold. Shelby Siebold would be next. This game starting a little bit before Wamego and Andale Garden playing the 4A state championship behind us. There's a swing and a foul tip squeezed by Utz, the catcher, and Gallagher after the leadoff walk strikes out the side. Clay Center leaving one stranded at second. Holton offense coming up for the first time here in the Class 4A third-place game. That's next here on FM 103.9, KNZA, Hiawatha.
Don't let a breakdown leave you brokenhearted. For a reliable and trustworthy towing company, contact Roush & Sons of Holton. Professional trucks with clean and courteous drivers available 24/7. Accepting AAA, credit cards, and other roadside insurance plans. Roush & Sons Towing and Recovery, 364-1964.
Trails Cafe in Holton is number one for family dining, and they get rave reviews for their super salad bar. Serving made-to-order breakfast 7 days a week and offering daily specials for lunch and dinner. Plus, they do catering. Follow the trail to fantastic food and a fun family dining experience at Trails Cafe on Highway 75 in Holton.
Hello, this is Brian Nelson from Giant Communications. Giant Communications is happy to be an EBB participant. The Emergency Broadband Benefit, or EBB, will provide a discount of up to $50 per month towards broadband services for eligible households. The program funds will be distributed on a first-come, first-served basis, so be sure to apply as soon as possible. If you would like to apply, you can head over to our website at giantcom.net and follow the EBB image on the front page. If you have any questions about the program or need assistance filling the application out, feel free to call our office.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Along with studio engineer Scott Cox, Justin Fluke, Mike Tanking back with you here in Salina. No scores. We head to the bottom of the first. Here's that Holton Wildcat batting lineup again for today's third-place game. Sadie Walker, Gracie Gallagher, and Brooke Llewellyn in the top third. Then it's Olivia Summers, Grace Utz, and Justina Ray in the middle. Lower third for the Cats has Timber Wilson, Emma Summers, and Stacy Bond. Holton 22-2 on the campaign, playing their final game of the season. And they're facing Clara Edwards, one of the top pitchers in the state of Kansas, no doubt. First pitch, fastball missing a little outside to Sadie Walker, 1-0. Sadie Walker was 1-for-3 against Andale Garden playing. 3-for-3 yesterday in a ground ball foul towards the Holton third base dugout makes this count 1-1. So Walker is 4-for-6. A couple runs scored in the state tournament so far. Holton Jr. takes a strike again across the outside corner with a catcher Carson had kind of scooted over and set up there. The count is now 1-2. First year for Walker with the Holton Softball High School program. Edwards winds and deals, and just a little outside, and maybe a little high. It's 2-2.
Think she wanted that?
Yeah, pretty close. Don't know if I'd take it again in that same spot. Sadie Walker is ready. First batter here in the bottom of the first, and again outside. Not getting Walker to chase, and the count goes full. So Clay Center gave up a couple runs in the third inning against Wamego in their semifinal today, and then they locked it in after that. Here's the payoff pitch. and a ground ball, but foul, third base side. We'll do it again at 3-2. In fact, after those two runs were given up by Clara Edwards and the Tigers, she went on to retire 22 batters in a row. She struck out 13 in that semifinal loss, including seven straight strikeouts during her 22 in a row that she retired. Great pitcher, Clara Edwards. And strike three called. Man, you got a better angle than me, Tank. A lot of those pitches were, borderline outside corner on almost every single one. That one, obviously, Walker thought it was outside, but it was called strike three.
Nothing really in the heart of the plate, really painting the black on that pitch. She brings it, too.
Here's Gracie Gallagher batting left-handed, pitcher-pitcher matchup. And Gallagher takes a little bit outside. The catcher, Carson, again, held out there for about 2 or 3 seconds trying to get a call. So she's set up on the outside part of the plate. I mean, she wants everything to these left-handed hitters anyway. Coming there. Now sets up inside and gets the pitch down, and Gallagher swings and misses. It's 1-1 to Gallagher with Brooke Flewelling on deck. Gallagher's up in the batter's box. 1-5 on the back of her white jersey. Here's the pitch from Edwards, and swing and a miss. Another low delivery. Now 1-2. Third straight season for Holton to be playing in the third place game, as they did in 2018 and 2019. No season last year. Ground ball to first, but it gets foul before Girard can get it in the glove. So Gallagher still with another opportunity as the count stays 1-2 with one out here. Nobody on. We're in the bottom of the first inning. No score in the third place Class 4A state softball game. Edwards rocks and fires it in again, and a ground ball left side to third. Brandhorst comes up firing, and by one step, she gets Gallagher. Pretty good stretch by Girard there at first as well for out number two. Two up and two down, and now Brooke Flewelling. 0-3 against Ando, 1-3 against Winfield. Holton certainly knew that they would face tougher competition and have to work hard for anything here in the state tournament this year. Pitch to Flewelling is lower part of the zone, called strike one. Different home plate umpire than we had in the semifinal contest. Edwards trying to work a 1-2-3 inning. Brings it in, and a high pop-up on the infield. The second baseman, Spielman, makes the call and the catch, and Flewelling pops out for out number three. So no scores. We head to the second. First a one-minute timeout on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Mark Ashelman Construction, local general contracting since 1994. Building new homes, finishing basements and decks. Contact Mark Ashelman at 207-0416 for your next construction project. That's Mark Ashelman Construction, a proud community supporter.
Lifetime Eye Care of Holton offers advanced eye care with a hometown touch. See Drs. Nikki Mirpool, Leslie Gallagher, and Stacy Niehus for an appointment. Lifetime Eye Care is committed to technology advances with the highest level of patient care and service, all within a fun environment. Lifetime Eye Care, south side of the square in Holton.
Cecil K's Hometown Market online shopping now available at cecilk.com. Place your order anytime and schedule a curbside pickup or Holton delivery. Just go to cecilk.com to shop the full range of grocery, fresh produce, and high-quality meats available in the store. Get the same service from the comfort of your home or the rush of a busy schedule. Cecil K's in Holton is here to make life easier. So come on in and see us, or shop now at cecilk.com.
Hanzaland Radio.
On to the second inning. First pitch popped up short right field. And Timber Wilson out there has it. So one pitch by Gracie Gallagher and one out here in the top of the second as Seabolt flies to right field for out number one. Now Maddie McCann and then Aspen Girard. So the Tigers, who had one runner reach on a walk but stranded at second their first time up. Here's the hard hit ball to left. And actually, the shortstop goes back into the grass. That's Flewelling and making the catch. So two pitches and two outs. Let's see if Aspen Girard takes a pitch or two here. The number seven hitter for Clay Center is Holton's defense. Been pretty good all year. Didn't have one error in that semifinal game. No errors in their quarterfinal win, 5-2 over Winfield yesterday. Gallagher's third pitch of the inning coming up here. It's to Girard, who sends it high, but it's going to slice foul. Out of play on the left field side. Nothing and one to Girard. First name spelled A-S-P-Y-N. Aspen, one of the seven seniors on this Clay Center Tiger team. So, especially with Edwards and company, that will be tough to kind of continue the success that they've had as of late. Here's a swing and a miss, nothing in two. Get this stat, Tank. Clay Center coming into the state tournament before their loss a little bit ago, they had five total losses the last 3 years of high school softball. Five losses in 3 years. There's a swing and a miss, so three-pitch strikeout and a five-pitch 1-2-3 inning for Gracie Gallagher and the Wildcats. Still scoreless as we go to the bottom of the second here on Kansaland Radio.
Doctors Alex Gilliland and Samantha Reshick at Holton Dental Care proudly provide quality dental care to local communities as a 100% digital dental office with the best and latest dental technology and treatment options located in the Holton Medical Center. Schedule your next dental visit with peace of mind at Holton Dental.
Riley Electric in Holton has been serving the Jackson County area for 65 years. Residential, rural, and commercial wiring plus electrical repair. They're also your local Briggs & Stratton dealer specializing in whole home generator systems. For great service, call Riley Electric in Holton at 364-2821.
When you want tires, you want top brands at rock bottom prices. So in the Holton area, you got to get out of town to Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires. The others with a similar name are not the same. If your tire shop doesn't have Direct in the name, you'll pay too much. For unbeatable prices and unbeatable service, head to Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires, 5 minutes west of Holton.
There's only one, Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires. Get out of town.
Wilson'sDirectTires.com.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Bottom of the second, Olivia Summers leads off for Holton. She takes a changeup right in there for a called strike one from Clara Edwards. Holton down in order in the first inning. Summers swings and misses. It's 0-2 to Olivia with Grace Utz and Justine Array to follow. Holton looking for a base runner. Scoreless game, bottom of the second. Winner ends their season with a win and claims third here at state this year. There's a grounder, one hopped to the first baseman. Girard did a good job staying in front, fielding, and had time to step on the bag, so three unassisted and one away. Now Grace Utz. State track going on as well today. It's Class 2 and 1A competition at Cessna Stadium in Wichita. Johnny Kane there reporting for us, doing the live updates on Kansaland Radio and online at mscsports.net to keep up with all the state track and field coverage from 2-1A. Had a few medalists yesterday in classes 3A and 4A, a couple state champions as well. Today's the final day for state track. First pitch low, rolled across to Utz, and now she skies one into right field, over the head of the right fielder. It rolls all the way to the fence. Utzi is heading to second. Coach Dietrich will say put on the brakes from there. She kind of stumbles on the second base bag, but able to fall back on it with her hands, and that is a double for Grace Utz, her first hit here in the state tournament this year.
Great approach right there. The pitch was on the outside half and just took it the other way and made good contact and burned the right fielder. One hop the fence, an easy double there for Grace Utz.
Now Justina Ray, batting right-handed as well. Clara Edwards with the pitch and a changeup. Beauty in there for a called strike one. And Shirley didn't realize quite in time how hard hit that ball was by Utz. Didn't get a good read on it. I don't think she had a chance to catch it anyway, well over her head. There's a swing and a miss. That was some off-speed stuff on the outside part. 0-2 to Justina Ray. Clara Edwards has spent a lot of time on the mound over the last 4 years, three high school softball seasons. Swing and a miss. She gets Ray for her second strikeout of the game. Justina chasing high heat there. And it's the second out here in the second inning.
Almost unfair. Two changeups in a row, and then you climb the ladder on the 0-2 pitch. It's a helpless feeling as a batter, Ray, down on three pitches.
Don't think I could make contact against her. Here's Timber Wilson, Holton's right fielder in this game. Caught earlier today. She swings and misses strike one. Wilson 1-for-5 in the state tournament thus far. Came into state with a batting average of .449. Edwards with the 0-1 pitch. Ute still at second base, and this off-speed pitch misses outside. It's 1-1. Emma Summers would be next if Wilson can extend the inning. Two outs now here in the bottom of the second. Still no score. Edwards takes a deep breath, brings it high, now low, and across in a high fly ball. Right center. Weller calls off the right fielder, and that's the center fielder Weller that makes the catch, the play to retire Wilson and the Wildcats. No score. Holton now has the only hit of the game, but we remain 0-0 heading to the third. Mike Tanking will have your play-by-play when we come back to Salina here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Hi, this is Diamond Dan for Diamonds by Design Jewelry Stores. Diamonds by Design is a full-service jewelry store with a variety of fine jewelry to fit every budget. Come in and let Marsha and her staff help to make your special occasion even more special. Diamonds by Design, locally owned and operated for over 15 years, and we specialize in custom design jewelry with a full-time designer in-house and computer software that lets you build your very own custom design jewelry. Come see Diamonds by Design at 21st and Wanamaker in Topeka.
You already know us as the best place to bank, but GN Bank is also the best place to borrow. From buying a home to personal and small business loans, whether agricultural operating lines, land loans, or large commercial projects, we put your needs at the center of what we do. We're customer-centered. That's just one part of our four-pillar pledge to you. GN Bank, the best place to bank and borrow. GN Bank in Hiawatha, Holton, Horton, and Wetmore. Come see us and let us give you our best. GN-Bank.com, Equal Housing Lender.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
No score to the top of the third here in the third-place game of the Class 4A State Softball Tournament. Gracie Gallagher delivers the first pitch to Katie Spielman, and it's a swing and a miss for strike one. Clay Center will have the 8, 9, and 1 hitters up here in the third. Katie Spielman followed by Mackenzie Weller and Clara Edwards. Second pitch is fouled back, and Gallagher jumps ahead. No balls, two strikes. If anybody gets on, Shayana Brandhorst will bat. Clay Center has one base runner. It was a leadoff walk. Here's the 0-2 pitch. It's skied down the left field line. Everybody chasing, and it's going to fall foul. Still no balls, two strikes on Katie Spielman. Gracie Gallagher has four strikeouts. Struck out the side after the walk to start the game and then got another K in the second inning. No balls, two strikes on Katie Spielman. She's a freshman. And she fouls this one back and out of play. Still no balls, two strikes. The sun has emerged here in Salina. It's a beautiful afternoon. A little chilly and brisk this morning in the 50s, but temperature well into the 60s now. Sun shining. Here's the 0-2. Swung on, grounded out to short. Flewelling scoops, throws, and gets Spielman for the first out.
Well, after a five-pitch second inning, that was a five-pitch at-bat, but Gallagher gets another out. She's settled in nicely, retiring seven straight.
Found the strike zone. Really settled in and painting the corners. And we've got running out of softballs. They had a lot of foul balls today. And they're just reloading the umpire's supply. So one out for Mackenzie Weller. The sophomore center fielder swings at the first pitch for strike one.
I've seen a few blankets and hoodies disappear, but there's a lot of folks sitting in lawn chairs all the way across the entire outfield behind the fence out there.
The 0-1 is high and outside to Weller. One ball, one strike.
Bleachers are packed, and Holton has it loaded with blue between the third base dugout and the left field corner.
The 1-1 pitch is high. Two balls, one strike to Mackenzie Weller. Yeah, just a beautiful afternoon here. The sun comes out. Good hoodie weather. Two balls, one strike, and that pitch is swung on and missed. Two balls, two strikes to Mackenzie Weller. No score here in the top of the third, in the third-place Class 4A game. The 2-2 pitch is fouled back to the screen, and the count remains 2-2.
Gracie Gallagher goes after with the 2-2 pitch. Swung on and missed. That's strikeout number 5 for Gigi as Mackenzie Weller goes down swinging for the second out in the third inning. Like she took a little bit off of that one and got her out in front and a swing and a miss by the sophomore. So back to the top of the order, this is Clara Edwards. She walked on 4 pitches to start the game. Stole second base but was stranded there as Gracie Gallagher struck out the next 3 hitters. Her first pitch is high for a ball. 1 ball, no strikes. Nobody on, 2 outs here in the top of the third. The 1-0 is outside to Clara Edwards. 2 balls, no strikes. We've seen 6 pitches from Gracie Gallagher and has yet to see a pitch over the plate.
I'm not so sure that might be a little bit by design. This is one batter you don't want to mess around with if you're Holton.
Yep. The 2-0 pitch is fouled back and out of play.
I think there was maybe something mentioned about, let's not give that leadoff hitter anything too good. That's the one that can definitely hurt you.
Championship game is underway, and Wamego making some noise early. Just got underway on the other field, Wamego and Andale Garden Plain. Here's a 2-ball, 1-strike pitch to Edwards, and it's shot foul down the right field line and out of play. And Gallagher gets back even at 2 balls, 2 strikes.
Wamego just hit a 2-run homer in the first inning, so 2-0 Wamego over Andale Garden Plain in the championship.
Here's the 2-2, and that ball is ripped down the left field line. It's deep, and it is gone. Just inside the foul pole, Clara Edwards with a solo home run, and place center leads 1-0. That was a rope down the left field line. It was hooking, and it hooked just inside the foul pole, just over the 215 sign on the outfield fence, and it's 1-0 Tigers.
Well, we mentioned pretty potent hitter that you don't want to give anything too good to, right?
And she didn't notice
why.
2-2 pitch, and she was all over it. 1-0 Clay Center. Nobody on now, and Shayana Brandhurst takes the first pitch low. 1-0. And this pitch is swung on and skied to center field. It's going to fall in there for a base hit. And she tries to extend it to a double, and the Wildcats are going to throw her out at second base as Flewelling applies the tag. So a bloop single, but trying to extend it to a double with Cheyenne Brandhorst. She's thrown out at second base for the third out. But Clay Center gets 1 run, and they lead 1-0 going to the bottom of the third here from Salina. You're listening to State Softball on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Kramer Agency Incorporated is your local, independent insurance agency located in Ozaukee. The family business continues with agent Julie Durand and her father, Bill Kramer. Being an independent insurance agency allows Kramer to find the perfect policy for you, but not strapped to one company. Call Julie today at 785-876-2493 to get a free quote. When's the last time you really let your insurance company work for you? Trust Julie Durand with Kramer Insurance in Ozaukee. Not only the best choice, but also the trusted choice.
At Holton Community Hospital, we know rural health care is a specialized medicine. We understand the challenges facing rural America, so the care we deliver is seeded with personal connections and individual investment. We see our patients as people, not just a chart. We serve our neighbors, family, and friends. We provide care by listening, adapting, and personalizing. Come experience hometown heart and personalized care at Holton Community Hospital and our family medicine clinics located in Holton, Hoyt, and Wetmore.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
1-0 to the bottom of the third. Holton will have the 8, 9, and 1 hitters up. It's Emma Summers, Stacy Bond, and Sadie Walker. First pitch to Emma Summers is foul back and out of play. Strike 1. 1-0 on a solo home run by Clara Edwards. She's in the circle for Clay Center today. And the 0-1 pitch is over the inside corner for strike 2.
Well, Amigo just scored again. They lead 4-0 now, still in the first inning of that game.
Here's the 0-2, and it's a changeup that floats high and outside to Summers.
Well, Amigo, the number 6 seed, who had beaten Clay Center earlier in, or had lost to Clay Center earlier in the year.
Swept. Yep. Mm-hmm.
Beat him in the semifinals at state.
This pitch goes high, a check swing. They appeal down to first base, and Emma Summers did not go. Two balls, two strikes to the freshman left fielder. Here's the 2-2 pitch from Edwards. It's grounded out to second base. Scooped up there by Spielman. She'll throw over to Gerard at first base for the out. The play goes 4-3, and Emma Summers is down for now, out number one. Stacey Bond will be the batter. She is the second baseman here in game number two. Hit a big solo home run in game number one. Felt really good about things as a Holton Wildcat fan at that point. Gave the Wildcats a 2-0 lead, her first homer of the year. And a check swing. Called strike one on the first pitch from Clara Edwards. Here's the 0-1 pitch to Bond, squares to bunt, and this pitch comes all the way to the backstop. She pulls back. Ball one. One ball, one strike on Stacey Bond. She was 1-for-3 in the first game, that solo home run, and then she struck out her next two times up. Number 9 hitter for Holton. And she shoots a line drive down the first base line. It actually hit the safety base, the orange base, in foul territory, ruled foul by the base umpire, so it's a strike on Stacy. One ball, two strikes. Game of inches. If that's 6 inches to the left, that's fair. And the 1-2 is high and inside. Two balls, two strikes. This kind of heat coming from the circle, you really got to think opposite field. She's got a good changeup as well. We've seen that quite a few times. This pitch goes low, and Stacey Bond has worked a full count. A lot of movement, changing speeds. You see what the Division I coaches saw. And here's the 3-2 pitch. It's chopped foul down the third baseline. We'll do it again. One out, nobody on here in the bottom of the third. 1-0, Clay Center. Here's the 3-2 pitch to Stacey Bond. And just misses outside, and Clara Edwards not sure where that one missed, but Stacey Bond happy. She's got a base on balls. She works the 3-2 walk, and Holton has a base runner here with one out in the third. So back to the top of the order. Sadie Walker will step in from the left side. She struck out looking in the first. Edwards delivers. It's a called strike on the outside corner, and Stacey Bond from first bluffed a move to second. They threw on down to second. Bond wasn't going anywhere.
These left-handed hitters at the top of the Holton lineup getting a heavy dose of more pitches on the outside part.
The 0-1 is chopped foul at the plate, so it's no balls. Two strikes here now on Sadie Walker. Sadie was 1-for-3. She was hit by a pitch also in game number one. Here's the 0-2, and that pitch misses outside. Snap throw to first, and Stacey Bond is back standing. One ball, two strikes on Sadie Walker, the center fielder here for game number two. 1-2 pitch misses high and outside. Another snap throw to first base. This time Stacey Bond back in there, but had to dive in head first. A bit bigger lead. There's probably the maximum secondary lead she can get, right? Two balls, two strikes on Sadie Walker. Stacey Bond on first. Here's the pitch, and it's chopped foul down the third base line. And we'll stay at two balls, two strikes. Emma Summers led off the inning. She grounded out to first. Stacey Bond worked a full count and base on balls, and she's there at first base with one out for Sadie Walker. Here's the 2-2 pitch, and it's shot foul down the third base line. And back and out of play. Here's Walker looking to the opposite field as well. We'll do the 2-2 again. Here's the pitch, and it's a changeup that drops low and outside, and the count goes full. So Holton, a pretty good job of grinding out some at-bats here this inning. As we have a full count here, and Stacy Bond worked a full count, and Emma Summers a 2-2 count before grounding out. Here's the 3-2 pitch. Chop foul again down towards third base and head coach John Dietrich.
9-pitch at-bat, which follows Stacy Bond's 7-pitch at-bat to work a walk. So a great job by Holton to find a way to win an at-bat.
Here comes the 3-2 pitch again from Clara Edwards, and she misses outside and walks Sadie Walker. So the Wildcats now have something brewing here with one out in the third inning as back-to-back walks. And the Wildcats have runners on first and second base with only one out. And Gracie Gallagher and Brooke Flewellen coming up. Two real tough at-bats. Nice job there by the Lady Cats. Here's the first pitch to Gracie Gallagher. It's hit into right field. It's going to drop in front of the right fielder. And Gracie Gallagher is going to beat it out. A run is going to score as Stacy Bond comes in from second base. And Gigi has an RBI single to tie the game 1-1 here in the third inning. A little looping line drive that fell right in front of the right fielder, Shirley, who tried to throw Gigi out at first base. And Gigi beat that by about a step. So she gets an RBI single. Sadie Walker moves into second base. And the Wildcats still with first and second. And still just one out. And a tie game. One all here in the third. Here's Brooke Flewelling. First pitch to Brooke is a changeup, and it's right over the plate for strike one. Brooke flew out to the second baseman, popped up to the second baseman in the first inning, and see if she can find some grass here and score another Holton run. Here's the 0-1, and it's a changeup called strike two. So two changeups to lead off this plate appearance from Clara Edwards. Well located on both pitches, and it's 0-2 on Brooke Flewelling. No balls, two strikes. And here's the 0-2. Another changeup. This one's fought off and fouled off by Brooke Flewelling. Out in front of it, but able to make contact and foul it away to stay alive there.
I just figured out who's calling the pitches. Had you noticed that?
Huh.
The pitcher is calling out where the pitch is going. She's calling out a number and a letter before every pitch.
Really?
See?
5-11.
Yeah.
She's
calling her own pitches for the catcher.
Love it. The 0-2 is a fastball fouled back.
I was curious because it's a sophomore catcher, and I see her looking at her wrist, but I looked over, and none of the coaches are giving any kind of signs or anything, and so I'm like, then I finally figured out, okay, the pitcher is calling her own pitch right before she delivers.
And Clara Edwards doesn't look at her wristband. She knows exactly what she's calling.
Yeah,
it's all right up top.
She's done this a little bit.
Yeah. Here's the 0-2 again. Changeup is high and fouled up and out of play. So we'll stay at no balls, two strikes. Holton 1, Clay Center 1, bottom of the third. Holton has runners on first and second with just one out. Gracie Gallagher with an RBI single in the inning. Here's the 0-2 pitch to Flewelling. And it's grounded back to the circle, and Edwards is going to go to third. And the third baseman, Branhorst, did not have her foot on the bag, and so we're going to have a safe call over at third base, and the bases will be loaded for Holton.
That's on the third baseman. Branhorst, I don't think, was expecting the throw to come to her,
yep.
And she didn't get to the bag to take that throw in time and then couldn't get there once she had caught it and was off the bag. The head coach, Don Richter, out of the dugout as Holton's loaded the bases. But I think Edwards had a chance to get her if the third baseman would have been there to take the throw.
I do, too. She kind of got caught backing up. She was playing in front of the bag and trying to back up, and you could see she was feeling for the bag with her foot after she caught the ball. And in came Sadie Walker from second base, able to get in to third base. And an umpire with this three-man crew over there to make the call right on top of it. And so Brooke Flewelling will reach on a fielder's choice. I don't think there's probably an error there, more a mental error than a physical error. So just a fielder's choice, but it does load the bases for Olivia Summers. So Holton, an opportunity here. Bases loaded, one out. opportunity to put some runs on the board. They've already got one home in the inning. Number four hitter, Olivia Summers, the first baseman. Here's the first pitch to Olivia. The change up low. Walker's at third. Gallagher at second. Flewelling at first. One out, bottom of the third. Here's the 1-0 pitch to Summers. And it's a drop ball. Well placed low and swung on and missed. That was nasty. That ball dropped.
Got dirty.
It dropped a lot. We got a great view back here. Here's the 1-1 pitch. And this is a changeup. And they're going to rule that high. Once again, Clara Edwards, not sure where that pitch was at.
Yeah, she took a little stroll about five or steps behind the pitcher's mound there.
Smiling from ear to ear.
Trying to laugh it off.
Uh-huh. Two balls, one strike to Summers. She had a beautiful changeup on that pitch. She wanted that call. And this pitch is outside. Three balls, one strike. Holton really working over the pitcher, working the counts. Clara Edwards always feels like she's getting squeezed a little bit here on these last two pitches. Here's the 3-1 to Olivia Summers. And it's a foul tip. Strike two.
Well, to a normal batter, that probably was definitely high, but I think Edwards, you know, realizing that Summers is one of the taller batters, maybe with a little taller zone.
Here's the payoff pitch, and it's swung on, chopped foul down the third base line, and we'll do it again. Yeah, that changeup was, we call that a hanging changeup, one of those that if Olivia times and hits well, she probably crushes. And so as a pitcher, you're thinking, I should get that pitch. Here's the 3-2 again to Olivia, and this ball is hit into the air into left field. It's going to drop for a base hit in front of the left fielder. That's Gerton. One run will score. Everybody else moves up one base, and Olivia Summers gives the Holton Wildcats a 2-1 lead here in the third inning.
What a great state tournament for Olivia Summers, and just like a couple other girls this inning for Holton, what a great at bat.
Yes.
Great discipline, fighting off some pitches, fouling pitches to stay alive, and then getting in the RBI hit.
The base is still loaded. Now it's Grace Utz. She'll swing at the first pitch and foul it back and out of play. Grace Utz had an opposite field double in the second inning. Hard hit ball. She's got an opportunity to knock in some more runs here. Here's the 0-1. Swung and missed. No balls, two strikes.
Love to see Utz have a great game here in this final contest of the season. Already a double, so see if she could add to it.
Here's the 0-2. Change up. She's out in front of it and pulls it foul. That changeup is good. That is a very good changeup she throws.
Tank, they're still in the first inning in the championship game, and it's now 6-0 while Wamego leading Andale Garden playing.
Wow. Hear a lot of cheers coming from behind us, the Wamego faithful. The 0-2 is popped up on the first base side, back and out of play. Another off-speed pitch from Clara Edwards, and Grace Utz spoils it. 2-1 Wildcats. Bases loaded. Still one out here in the third. Here's the 0-2 pitch to Grace Utz.
Guess what pitch number that was this inning thrown by Edwards?
She's got to be pushing 25 or 30, right?
That was pitch number 40 here in the third inning.
Yeah.
I mean, you had a 7-pitch at-bat with Bond, a 9-pitch at-bat with Walker, 7 pitches to Summers, 7 to Flewelling.
Here's the 0-2, and that pitch misses inside.
This will be number 7 coming up to Grace Utz, and the count's still 1-2.
Holton being very patient, getting some assistance from a tight zone. Clara Edwards getting frustrated. Here's the 1-2 pitch. This is popped up, and it's going to get back and out of play again. Another foul ball by Grace Utz, spoiling another offering by Clara Edwards.
Yeah, she's frustrated with Holton making contact and fouling him off, frustrated maybe with the home plate umpire. She feels squeezed in there a bit, and if she can battle through it here. It's a one out with the bases loaded.
It's the 1-2 again. It's a changeup. Swung on and missed. And a fist pump from Clara Edwards. And she finally was able to get a pitch by Grace Utz. And that's out number 2. So Justina Ray steps in. There's 2 outs now. And the bases are still loaded. Gallagher at third. Flewelling at second. Summers at first.
8th batter of the inning. You'd like for Holton to get a little more.
And this pitch gets up and over the catcher's head for a wild pitch. And in from third comes Gracie Gallagher. She'll slide in safely, and Holton takes a 3-1 lead. That pitch was well over the head of Carson, the catcher. And Gallagher got a great read on that. She's got great speed, slid in safely. And the other two runners move up as well. So Summers now at second, Flewelling at third. And it's 3-1 Wildcats. Holton just pesky this inning. Very pesky. One ball, no strikes to Justina Ray. Here is the pitch. That's a called strike over the outside corner. Ray was a strikeout victim in the second inning. She saw three pitches. Change up, rise ball. And sit down on three pitches the last time up. Here's the 1-1. Swung on and missed. One ball, two strikes on Justina Ray. Can find some grass here. The Wildcats could tack on a couple more. A couple runners in scoring position here. Two outs. Bottom of the third. Here's the 1-2 pitch. And swung on and missed for strike three. But not before. Holton scores three here in the bottom of the third to take a 3-1 lead. 3-1 after three here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Oh my God, Becky, look at those tires. They are so bad. I bet she thinks she can't afford them. But you know, I bet she hasn't called Wilson Tire. With multiple forms of financing and competitive pricing, they are sure to get your car on a safe set of tires without breaking the bank. So what are you waiting for? Give Matt and Terry a call at 785-362-8473 or check them out online at wilsontireks.com. When selection and service matter, call Wilson Tire.
In the ag market these days, insurance protection for your crop has never been more important. Crop Hail Protection provides coverage for hail, fire, vandalism, malicious mischief, truck overturn, and stored grain, to name a few. Green Snap and Wind can also be added for corn. Call Beth Dieters or Fran Reitz today at Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca, Kansas, to protect your growing crop. For peace of mind on your piece of earth, call Midwest Crop Insurance, Seneca, Kansas. 785-334-CROP, an equal opportunity provider.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
3-1 Wildcats to the top of the fourth inning as Clay Center will have the 3-4-5 hitters. That's J.C. Shirley, Danny Carson, and Shelby Siebel. First pitch is swung on and missed by Shirley. And Gallagher gets ahead 0-1. Second pitch is bunted foul. And it's no balls, two strikes. The Wildcats get three runs, two hits, a couple walks. Really set the table there. Back-to-back walks that both came around to score. The 0-2 pitch is swung on and missed, strike three. That is Gracie Gallagher's sixth strikeout here. And there's one out in the top of the fourth inning. That brings up Danny Carson. She's the sophomore catcher. She struck out in the first inning. Pitch is grounded out to short, and it gets through the legs of Flewelling. That'll be an error on the shortstop, Flewelling, as Carson reaches safely. That one was pretty routine. That one not quite as hard hit and just kind of got her glove up off the ground. Yep.
Started to come up a little bit too quick, and the ball just skirted, brushing the glove, but got underneath it.
So Carson reaches safely, and now Shelby Siebel, the shortstop, a junior, will bat. She flew out to right field. Be a courtesy runner there at first base. That is Emma Feisenmeyer. She's a freshman. Feisenmeyer will run for the catcher, Danny Carson, and Shelby Siebel steps in. She squares around a bunt. It's popped up, and it'll fall foul behind home plate. Bunt was popped up, and Gray Suits had a hard time locating it, and it fell harmlessly back by us. Strike one. Corners are in. Olivia Summers creeping in at first, and the 0-1 is swung on and missed. The ball's two strikes. So they take the bunt off with one strike, and now there's two strikes on the batter. Siebold behind in the count, 0-2. The 0-2 is popped straight up on the infield. In comes Ray, and she'll make the catch in foul territory for out number two.
Good job by Ray, too, because both her and Gallagher were there. Either one could have caught it, but Ray screamed a couple extra times. Got it, called off Gallagher, and secured out number two.
That ball was hit a mile high. They had plenty of time to talk about it, that's for sure. This pitch is going to be fouled off. This ball was actually squibbed off the bat of the batter, Maddie McCann, and it was spinning kind of sideways right next to the chalk on the first baseline. Olivia Summers came up, tried to field it because she knew if she could field it cleanly, she was going to have an out, and the home plate umpire came up and immediately ruled it foul, and so it's just a strike. Strike one on Maddie McCann. Two outs, runner on first. The 0-1 is fouled back.
Yeah, what Summers was trying to do was get that ball and field it before it went foul because it had spin and it was going foul, but it almost backfired because she tried to swipe it. She brushed some chalk off that first base foul line, and when she swiped it several feet away from her.
This pitch is hit up the middle, and it will go off the glove of Fluelling. So kind of in between the second baseman Bond and the shortstop Fluelling, a line drive over the pitcher's head, Gallagher. And we'll see how they rule that one. Base hit. Yep. Not an easy play. Kind of a right over the second base bag, and it'll be ruled a hit. That's actually the first hit, or second hit, rather, for Clay Center. First pitch is going to be popped up to second base by Aspen Girard. Stacey Bond will put it away, so nobody hurt by the errors, or by the error in the base hit. Clay Center doesn't score here in the top of the fourth. Going to the bottom of the fourth, still 3-1 Holton here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
We really strive to work with farmers.
Bryce Barnett, Ag Loan Officer with Farmers State Bank in Holton. Bryce knows every ag producer has unique needs. He takes pride in learning how customers operate and formulating a plan that best fits their needs.
I would say, especially with the team back there helping me, we can think of innovative and flexible ways for our producers.
Innovation and flexibility. That's what I like about Farmers.
That's what I like about Farmers State Bank.
In Holton, member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
R&S Maintenance Services has been a leader of industrial manufacturing support and repair since 1996 in Meriden. From metal fabrication and repair to industrial millwright services, precision machine shop, certified welding, project design, dumpster service, and local trucking, equipment removal and installation. Proud supporters of local student athletes. Trust R&S Maintenance Services since 1996 in Meriden.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
3-1 Holton to the bottom of the fourth. Timber Wilson, Emma Summers, and Stacy Bond here to face Clara Edwards. First pitch is across for strike one. Timber Wilson, the only Holton hitter that did not bat last inning. The Wildcats batted 8 and scored 3. Two walks came around to score. RBI singles by Gallagher and Summers.
Edwards probably hoping she doesn't have to throw 46 pitches here in this inning like she did in that third frame, up to almost 80 now for the game. Not that it really matters, but we talked about that fatigue. I mean, she pitched the whole semifinal game earlier today.
Two-strike pitch to Timber Wilson is chopped. In comes the third baseman charging to make the play, fires to first and out. At first, the play goes 5-3. Gets her by just a half step. Timber Wilson almost beat that out. A swinging bunt towards the third baseman.
Yeah, it couldn't have been much of a closer play, and I guess give Girard credit at first for really stretching out to get that in the glove as soon as possible. Just ahead of the runner.
Emma Summers steps in. She's 0-for-1, grounded out to second, and she'll take the first pitch inside, ball one. Three to one Holton here, bottom of the fourth. Here's the 1-0, swung on a miss. One ball, one strike to Emma Summers. No Nobody on, one out. Turned into a beautiful Saturday afternoon. Here's the 1-1 pitch. A changeup is across, strike two to Emma Summers.
One of many talented freshmen, but you know, you start looking at next year a little bit, it's going to be hard for those freshmen to find some spots on varsity with Holton really only having one spot to fill.
Changeup is lined into right field. It's down, and we'll see if Emma can beat it out at first. She does. A base hit for Emma Summers. Her first base hit of the tournament. A line drive over the first baseman's head. She's able to leg it out, and she's on base with one out for the Wildcats.
Holton's had at least one base runner now in three straight innings, so they've made Edwards and Clay Center work in several different aspects.
It's Holton's fourth base hit of the day. First pitch to Stacy Bond is swung on a miss. So runner on first, that's Summers, one out. Stacy Bond steps in. She walked and scored in the third. Here's the 0-1, and she squares around a bunt and fouls it off. No balls, two strikes on Stacy. Clara Edwards has struck out four and walked two. No balls, two strikes here on Stacy Bond. The 0-2, swung on a miss. Three pitches, three strikes, and a strikeout for Clara Edwards. That's her fifth strikeout, and now there's two outs back to the top of the order in Sadie Walker. Sadie walked last inning and scored. Struck out looking in the first inning. Here's the pitch, and it's across the outside corner for strike one. Emma Summers is the runner at first. She's singled. Here's the 0-1. There's a high fly ball to the left field side, and it's going to go off the glove of the left fielder Gertens. Off of Gertens' glove, it's down. Walker's into second base with a double, and around comes Summers. She's going to score, and Holton has extended their lead 4-1. A slicing line drive down the left field line, and Gerton was chasing, extended her glove, and it went off of her glove. And Summers, with two outs, was running on contact, and she comes around to score an RBI double for Sadie Walker. That brings up Gracie Gallagher as Walker's at second base now with two outs. First pitch is in there for strike one.
20th double of the season for Walker. She's driven in 50 runs now this season.
Gallagher swings and pulls it down the left field line, and a really nice catch made out there by Shirley in foul territory for the third out of the inning. On the run, in foul territory, but the Wildcats do score one more run in the bottom of the fourth, and they take a 4-1 lead. On to the fifth, Justin will have the call. You're listening to 4A State Tournament action on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Growing up, my parents always encouraged me to do what's right, even if it wasn't easy. I'd always hear my mother's voice say, "Do the right thing." That stuck with me. Every day, just do the right thing. That's it. The rest takes care of itself.
At Shelter Insurance, we believe in doing the right thing for our customers and our communities.
Find out how Don Fade in Holton and Dan Lears in Hiawatha can help with your auto, home, and life insurance needs.
In observance of this Memorial Day weekend, Foster Ford and Holton will be closed Saturday, May 29th through Monday, May 31st, and we open June 1st, 8 a.m. regular business hours. As you take time to remember those you have lost, also take some time to remember the men and the women that have given the ultimate sacrifice for our freedoms, which we all enjoy. From Foster Ford and Holton, we wish you a safe and enjoyable Memorial Day weekend.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Holton leading 4-1 over Clay Center as we head to inning number 5 here in the Class 4A third place game. Changes for Holton defensively. Sadie Walker now into pitch. Gracie Gallagher goes to right field. Grace Utz moves to second base. Timber Wilson comes in to catch. And Stacy Bond goes out to center field. So Bond second to center. Gallagher pitcher to right. Walker comes in from center to pitch. Wilson comes in from right to catch, and Utes is now at second base. Swing and a miss, and the count quickly nothing and two. It's the 8 and 9 hitters to face Sadie Walker. Katie Spielman, one of two freshmen in the starting lineup, 0 for 1 with the grounder to short, and now 0 for 2 as she strikes out on three pitches from Sadie Walker, and there's one away here in the fifth. Walker was brilliant in the semifinal, five innings of shutout baseball, allowing just one hit while striking out 10. She had retired the final 10 batters that she faced. And a strike right in there to Mackenzie Weller, who struck out against Gallagher first time up. Pitch a little bit high from Sadie Walker, 1-1. One run on three hits for Clay Center through four innings. Holton now with the total of four runs on five hits. This pitch just a little bit low from Walker. It's two balls and a strike with leadoff hitter Clara Edwards on deck. She has the only run for Clay Center with a solo two-run homer in inning number three. Here's a swing and a miss to even things up at 2-2. The count to Mackenzie Weller. Weller is one of two sophomores, so two freshmen, two sophomores, two juniors. The rest seniors in this Clay Center lineup. There's a swing and a miss, and Walker's come in and quickly struck out two.
Picking right up where she left off, huh?
Yeah, she had retired 10 in a row and struck out seven of those 10 batters, including four straight strikeouts at one point. Now she'll face Edwards. This is a pretty good matchup, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Walker, left-handed pitcher. Edwards takes just off the outside part of the plate as a right-handed hitter. Probably two of the front runners for Class 4A State Softball Player of the Year right here, Walker and Edwards. There's a strike across the outside part, 1-1. So this is some second-hand info, but I had a Holton fan come up to me and tell me between games that the coach for Andale Garden Plain said that Sadie Walker was the best pitcher that they had seen all season by far. I mean, she showed it. One hit ball, shutout through five innings.
Yep.
So they were happy to see her leave in the sixth inning when they were down 2-0. There's a foul off the end of the bat, evens the count 2-2 now to Clara Edwards. So that's second-hand knowledge that I got, but you can understand if the Andale Garden Plain coach did say that Sadie Walker was the best pitcher they'd seen her faced all year, that would be justified.
Yep.
Two outs, looking for a 1-2-3 inning. Walker barely missed outside, and it's now three balls and two strikes. Cheyenne Brandhorst would be next. So Clay Center went through their lineup almost twice against Gallagher, now facing Walker. Good luck. Here's the payoff, and that's fouled right back at us. I flinched, but you didn't even blink an eye, did you?
I did blink.
Oh, okay.
I didn't flinch, though.
Appreciate the honesty. Two outs. Base is empty here in the top of the fifth inning. Holton leading by three runs. Took a 2-0 lead into the seventh inning in their semifinal before falling in extra innings, 3-2 against Andale Garden Plain. I don't imagine Clara Edwards has struck out too many times in her career. She's got a seven-pitch at-bat going here. Had 15 homers coming into the state tournament. I think that was number 16 earlier in this game. I don't think she hit one earlier today. But 16 homers, pretty good for a year.
Yeah.
Softball.
Yeah.
Payoff. Oh, strike three called Edwards. Cannot believe it.
But
she's taken two or three steps. Yep, she is very frustrated as she thought it was outside, but she's rung up looking for the strikeout, and Holton still leads 4-1. We go to the bottom of the fifth. Holton will have Flewelling, Olivia Summers, and Grace Utes when we return here on KNZA.
On the line. You've probably heard this phrase many times. For the Kansas Turf team, it means everything. Authenticity, commitment, integrity, and community are all part of being on the line. Kansas Turf, and now its national brand, Mammoth Sports Construction, have been on a mission to do just that. Providing the home field advantage to their clients. If your school or community is ready to take that next step of being on the line, visit Kansas Turf's new website, mammothturf.com. Farmers.com.
Navigating all the changes of today's world can be tough. Let us help you with your long-term care needs. At The Pines, our goal is to safely care for your loved ones while providing the best care possible. We currently have a safe and flexible visitation policy. You can rest easy knowing your loved one is getting the care they need while also having the ability to visit in person. We have two locations here in Houlton. You can check out our Facebook page or call us for a tour today. At The Pines, it's our family caring for yours.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Justin Fluke, Mike Tanking back with you here at Bill Burke Sports Park in Salina, Kansas. 4-1 Houlton as they head to the bottom of the fifth. They'll have their 3, 4, and 5 hitters. Brooke Flewelling facing Clara Edwards for the third time today. Edwards just caught looking on strikes with two outs and the bases empty. Now back out on the mound where she has struck out 5. And starts a strikeout to Flewelling, who's 0 for 2 today officially, but did reach on a fielder's choice back in the third inning when Houlton scored 3 times on just a couple hits and a couple walks. Houlton added a run in the fourth and still leading 4-1. Pitch to Flewelling is a changeup, and Brooke out in front. Mention Brooke's older sister, Bailey, here at Emporia State College softball player. Also, I saw Stacy Bond's older sister, Sarah, here, played college softball for a couple of years. Houlton has really built this program. There's another changeup, and Flewelling way out in front, swinging and missing at strike number 3. 6 Ks for Edwards, and will now face Olivia Summers. And next year, I mean, you lose Boots and Beard. I mean, this is going to be a favorite in 4A, no doubt, again, if Houlton stays 4A, in fact, next year. Foul to the backstop, 0-1. Summers, an RBI singler last time up. She's 1-for-2. She has 4 hits now in the state tournament and 3 RBI. Olivia, the junior, has fared very well here in Salina the last couple days. 0-1 pitch from Edwards. This swung on and missed, strike 2. I think I mentioned it yesterday, but, you know, with all the success of the high school softball team, I mean, it's trickled down, and you see more younger girls in the Houlton area getting softball started early. Here's a ground ball, gloved by the second baseman, and that play goes 4 unassisted. First baseman Girard couldn't quite get to it, but Spielman coming over, able to grab it, no momentum, taking her right to the bag at first. Was the only chance to get that out. So Summers out 4 unassisted, and there's 2 away.
Yeah, that's the thing. When you start to have success in any sport at your school, you want to capitalize on that and build momentum and a love for the game, and you're certainly seeing that at Houlton right now. All the way down to the younger ages for sure.
Grace Utz doubled her first time up. She's 1-for-2. And fouls this one back after taking the first pitch slow. It's 1-1 now to Utsi with 2 outs, bases empty. Houlton ahead 3 runs here in the bottom of inning number 5. Houlton's accomplished quite a bit this season. Of course, they won the Big 7 League Championship again. This is the most wins ever for a Houlton High School softball team in program history. Utz fouls it back. It's 1-2, but looking for one more. This will be win number 23 if they can get this third place victory today. Currently 22-2 after missing all of last year, of course. Edwards rocks, fires, and a hot shot to first, caught on a liner by Girard, and it's a 1-2-3 inning for Edwards and the Tigers. A couple nice plays on the right side of the Clay Center infield as we head to inning number 6. Houlton 4 and Clay Center 1 here on Kansas Land Radio.
Remember when you swore you'd never get married, never have 4 bedrooms and a minivan, and never have...
twins? We're having twins?
And then never happens, and becomes the things you never want to be without. For all the nevers you now want to last forever, State Farm is there to help protect them, with everything from life insurance to college savings and more. And that's the difference between just having insurance and having a State Farm agent.
Contact Gus Suarez on Highway 75 in Houlton or call Gus at 364-3890.
Save big on a Ferris mower at Heinen Repair.
Ferris, the only brand with patented independent suspension for a faster, smoother ride, extended mower life, and more consistent cuts. Great financing options available, including 0% with approved credit. See Heinen for details. And get up to a $500 mail-in cut-above rebate for military, first responder, and healthcare workers. Save big at Heinen Repair. Lots more there than just repair. Shop in-store at HeinenRepair.com.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Along with studio engineers Scott Cox, Justin Fluke, and Mike Tinking back with you here in Salina. Six outs to go for Holton. They lead 4-1 here in the sixth inning. Sadie Walker back out there. And she worked a 1-2-3 fifth inning and struck out the side. So Walker coming in trying to get the final nine outs of this game. Had a save yesterday, pitching the final two innings in Holton's 5-2 victory over Winfield, but lost 3-2 in extra innings to Andale Garden playing earlier today. Number two hitter, Cheyenne Brandhorst, swings and misses. It's 2-1 now, so Walker struck out all three batters she faced coming in the fifth. For the day now, Sadie Walker has struck out 13 in six innings. There's a strike right down the heart of the plate. 2-2. Shirley and Carson to follow here in the sixth inning for the Tigers. Swing and a miss, and after starting out 2-0, Walker comes back to record her fourth strikeout in the four batters she's faced. Sadie Walker has, quite frankly, been unhittable today. And now it'll be Shirley.
It's been a treat to watch her from back here. We got the best seat in the house, and you can see the domination that she has displayed in total control.
A little bit high, 1-0. Shirley is 0 for 2. Clay Center has just three total hits in this game. And Walker, trouble getting on the same page with Utz. They were trying to communicate, or with Wilson, rather.
I think she was
talking about the umpire.
That,
was she wanting to appeal if there was a swing?
She was
or
wanting to know where that pitch was at, and she was asking and not getting an answer, and it was still on her mind. So I think she wanted just to clarify, was that pitch high? So she just came down and asked.
All right. When you're pitching like her, you can pretty much do what you want, right? Kind of like Claire Edwards. I mean, she's been in pretty good control. There's a strike right in there. It's 1-1 now to J.C. Shirley. S-C-H-U-R-L-E. Shirley, junior, right fielder. Hit a nice catch in foul territory. Here's a swing and a miss. It's 1-2. Against Gallagher, that was back in the fourth inning. Now we're in the top of the sixth. Holton needs five more outs, leading it 4-1. And swing and a miss again. There's another strikeout. So Walker's faced five batters and struck out all five batters here in this game. Gallagher, you can close the book on her. She went four innings in this third-place game, getting the start. She allowed one earned run and three hits with one walk and six strikeouts for Gallagher in this contest. Foul ball out of play, nothing and one. Wamego, by the way, still leading in the championship game. They're now in the third inning, and it is 6-0 still. Wamego over Andale Garden Plain in the 4A softball championship. Here's the 0-1 from Walker. Popped up. This one going to sneak just over the backstop. Wilson gave it chase. It's nothing and two. I was going to place a bet right now. I'd put good money down that Walker strikes out Carson. What do you bet?
Well, I'd say it's a pretty safe bet. Five straight.
Here's the 0-2. Check swing. Oof. Pitch barely outside. It's one ball and two strikes. We haven't lost the bet yet.
Nope.
Lee Center hasn't put many in play today. This pitch a little high, so from 0-2 to 2-2. Shelby Siebold is in the on-deck circle for Clay Center.
Both those pitches right where she wanted them. Yep. Off the plate, outside,
yep,
above the belt.
The ground ball back to her, so no strikeout, but she'll record the out herself. 1-3 on the putout. Walker over to Olivia Summers. And Holton will look for some insurance before needing three outs to win this game. Holton up three runs in the third place game. We're back to Celina in a minute here on Kansaland Radio.
Ron Kirk's Body Shop in Holton. We've been taking the dents out of accidents since 1983. From collision to paintless dentless repair, window tinting, frame adjustments, auto painting, and glass repair, we do it all. Ron Kirk's professional service also includes local pickup and delivery and the handling of insurance paperwork. We take pride as a locally owned business of getting you back on the road in no time. But the best part of our job is the friends we make by accident. Ron Kirk's Body Shop in Holton, Kansas.
Denison State Bank, putting your interest at heart.
Denison State Bank turns 120 years old this year. We've been around since William McKinley was president, and before there was an NFL and World Series. With age comes great experience and knowledge, and that's the value of what we can deliver to you today.
Denison State Bank, putting your interest at heart.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
On to the bottom of the sixth inning, Holton will bat Justina Ray, Timbra Wilson, and Emma Summers. It's turned into a sunny Saturday in Salina. Very pleasant afternoon. Good crowd on hand. Temperature climbing into the 60s. Justina Ray 0 for 2, couple strikeouts, and takes a changeup for strike one here. Again, facing Clara Edwards, who's gone the distance. She's now struck out 6. Holton got her for 4 runs on 5 hits, and 3 of those runs on a couple hits in the third inning. Holton was down 1-0 when they came to bat in the bottom of the third, and then scored those 3 and added 1 in the fourth. Pitch low, it's 1-1 to Justina Ray. Edwards, the senior, North Dakota State signee. It's a swing and a miss from Justina Ray. 1 ball, 2 strikes, nobody out. Holton 3 outs away from a victory. See if they can add to a 3-run lead here in the bottom of the sixth with the bottom half of their lineup. Edwards calls her own pitch, and it's a ground ball through on the left side. Hurt in the left fielder will get it into second, but Justina Ray is on first base with a single. That's Ray's second hit of the day and of the state tournament.
Good for Justina. She had a couple frustrating at-bats against Clara Edwards the first 2 times up, striking out both times, and frankly had probably seen enough of that changeup. Finally able to put bat on ball and hit it between the shortstop and third baseman for a base hit.
Courtesy runner coming in for Justina Ray as Lorna Smith, Holton freshman, will get her second chance to pinch run here in this game. And now Timber Wilson, the batter, flied out to center field, hit it hard to third one. She's 0 for 2 officially against Edwards. Now the catcher, after starting out the game in the outfield. Here's the pitch, and it's low, ball one. Holton has their leadoff runner aboard, and now 6 total hits in this game. Holton in the third place game at the state tournament for the 3rd straight softball season. Over 19 wins all of those years. This is the most. Ground ball to short, hard, backing up, Siebold misplayed it, and now heading for third. Smith will be in there safely, advancing to second. Goes Timber Wilson on the throw to third. Siebold just struggled to kind of decide there when exactly and how to best field that ball.
Let the ball play her instead of playing the ball herself.
E6. Holton's in business with runners at second and third. That's the first error of the game against Clay Center. And Emma Summers will bat. She singled and scored her last time up. Holton trying to add insurance runs here. Ground ball back to the pitcher. Edwards takes it, throws to first. They get that out, and the runners stay put. Smith at third and Wilson at second, and there's now 1 out here in the bottom of the sixth inning. Edwards fielding the spot well there, and now Stacy Bond is 0 for 1, but walked and scored in the third.
Bondo with the word of encouragement from Coach Dietrich. Holton looking to add to this 4-1 lead, 2 in scoring position. Change up drops low. 1-0 to Stacy Bond. She hit the home run earlier today in the semifinals. She's scored now 4 times in the state tournament. Has a couple hits here at Salina in the last 2 days. Takes down and in for ball 2. Center fielder Weller playing a bit over towards right field here against Bond, the number 9 hitter in the Holton lineup. Grounds it back to the pitcher. Edwards looks to third, throws to first, and another 1-3 put out. So after runners advance to second and third, 2 ground ball outs back to the pitcher, and Edwards trying to wiggle her way out of a jam here with Sadie Walker, the leadoff hitter, coming to the plate. Walker, an RBI double her last time up. She has 5 hits here at State. The ground ball off the glove of the pitcher. Edwards rolls away from the second baseman. Everybody's safe. Wild throw's going to allow 2 runs to score as Smith came home. And then Wilson on the throwing error will trot down the line as well. And Holton now leads 6-1 here in the 6th inning.
Give her a base hit. And then
1 RBI, right?
1 RBI, and then the run scores. Sadie stayed at first base on the wild throw, but it did allow that extra run to come in. Timber Wilson comes down the line to score as well.
So E4 on the second run scoring for Holton. Here's Gracie Gallagher, a swing and a miss. So Ray's leadoff single turns into a run. Wilson, who reached on the E6, scores on the E4. That ball off the glove of Edwards. Infield hit second baseman, though, instead of just holding it and allowing the runner not to score from third, threw wildly trying to get it to first. This ball underneath the catcher, and as Carson spun in a 360, she couldn't find it, and that allowed Sadie Walker to advance to second base. Still 2 outs, but it's 1-1 to Gallagher now. With Walker in scoring position, Gracie already with an RBI single in this game. 2 hits total today, 3 in Salina this week. And another pitch for a ball, it's 2-1. Clay Center will be down to their final 3 outs in the 7th. They'll have their 5, 6, and 7 hitters due up. Off the end of the bat, fouled by Gallagher towards 3rd to even the count at 2-2. Flewelling would be next. Holton has scored 2 runs on 2 hits and 2 errors as well here in the bottom of the 6th inning. 3rd place game for a State in Salina. Pitch by Edwards off the outside and through the legs of the 3rd baseman, Brandhorst. Around 3rd is Walker. She's going to score, and into 2nd goes Gracie Gallagher. That ball went right through the legs of Brandhorst, who did not get her glove down on it, and things have unraveled for Clay Center now here in the bottom of the 6th inning.
Yeah, all these runs going to be unearned, but it's not going to matter because it's still 3 runs. It's 7-1 Holton as they continue to pile on, applying pressure and then capitalizing on that pressure. Didn't get enough of that done in the semifinal game. They applied plenty of pressure but just couldn't capitalize and put runs on the board, and they've been able to capitalize on every miscue here in the consolation game.
Yeah, talk about the pitching change all you want for Holton, replacing Walker with Gallagher in that first game in the semifinal with a 2-0 lead. But you're right. I mean, Holton had offensive opportunities that they could not capitalize on. They had bases loaded, nobody out, and failed to score. Had a costly error in the ball game defensively, so there's some defense there, there's some offense. Combination of things ultimately that led to a tough loss in the semifinals. Here's Brooke Flewelly now. Clara Edwards stays in the game to pitch. Still with 2 outs and deals a strike in there. Brooke Flewelly is 0-3. She's been frustrated by Edwards and her at-bats, including a strikeout on 3 pitches last time up. At second base is Gracie Gallagher. Didn't get an RBI because it was ruled E5, but Walker able to score from second. Here's a strike on the outside corner, flowing down 0-2. Talking about Clay Center falling apart, I mean, it was a passed ball that allowed Walker to get to second, so she could score on the air. And combination of a lot of things that have given Holton 3 runs here in the bottom of the 6th, and now a 7-1 Holton lead. Flowing back up the middle, that's a base hit for Brooke, and Gallagher going to come around 3rd and touch home. An RBI single for Brooke Flewelling.
And Holton leads it 8-1 as they batted 8 here in the inning.
Just a tremendous two-strike approach right there, Justin, using the middle of the field. Not necessarily a hard-hit ball, but just in the right spot up the middle, and an RBI base hit for Brooke Flewelling.
Pitch low and in the dirt to Olivia Summers. Throw to first, but Flewelling back in there safely. So Holton now has had all 9 runners reach base safely at least once in this game. A couple big errors this inning. Actually, 3 total. The ball gets by the catcher, and Flewelling takes second, and Clay Center's light. Oh, man, they just picked off Flewelling at second. Well, that'll drive a head coach crazy. Very lackadaisical play by Flewelling. I think she thought she had plenty of time because even once Edwards got it and turned and looked at her, she didn't really dive back to first. She just tried to take a step, but it was too late. And Flewelling taking off 1-6 there for the final out of the inning. Now that empty fuel light is blinking for Clay Centers. They come to bat needing at least 7 runs now to keep this game going. We're into the 7th inning. Holton leads it 8-1 here on KNZA.
Community Healthcare System is excited to offer COVID-19 vaccines by appointment at their clinics. Everyone age 16 and up is eligible to receive a vaccine. Community Healthcare System is there to answer your questions and provide the protection you need. Call your CHCS clinic today for an appointment. They're looking forward to getting back to normal. At Community Healthcare System, their mission is to enrich the health and lives of the people they serve.
This is Cindy Howard, owner of Kellerman Insurance. Being an independent insurance agency means that we can offer you choice with multiple companies that we write for.
This is Christy Dole. We view our community as our family, and we are here to take care of you.
This is Cindy Weiler. Come on in. Talk to us. We can discuss what you have and what's important to you, whether it's business or personal. We can help you protect it.
This is Rob Wilson. Your claim process starts with me. We want to walk with you through the process to make sure that you're taken care of when you need us the most.
This is Christy Wilson. Come see us at Kellerman Insurance in Holton. Plan now for peace of mind later.
103.9 FM KNZA.
Justin Fluke, Mike Tanking back with you. 7th inning, Clay Center down 8-1 as they're down to their final 3 outs and a pinch hitter to start the top of the 7th. Quickly, 2 strikes from Sadie Walker. This is Emma Feisenmeier, a freshman. She pinch ran earlier in this game and now batting in place of Shelby Siebold. And 3 pitches and 3 strikes and a K for Sadie Walker. Wildcats need just 2 more outs to win it. That's 6 strikeouts in the 7 batters faced. Walker's not allowed a base runner here in this third place game. She'll face Maddie McCann, the designated player, another freshman. Then Girardu up. Here's a foul ball, but giving chase Wilson and Summers. And Olivia makes the catch right in front of the Clay Center dugout. Great defensive play there by Olivia Summers to make the catch in foul territory for out number 2. And now down to their final out are the Clay Center Tigers. Aspen Girardu 0-for-2. She's facing Walker for the first time. So Walker came in, asked to get 9 outs. And now facing her 9th batter, looking for that 9th out here in this game against the Tigers. Sadie, the left-handed pitcher, deals a strike right across the plate. Taken for strike 1. Holton looking for win number 23 and a third-place finish in 2021. Walker ready. And a pop-up. This one just behind us, barely behind the backstop. 6-1 now in the 4th inning. Wamigo leads Andelgarden Plains 6-1 in the 4th inning in the 4A Girls Softball Championship. Just behind us. And now Clay Center's down to their final out. Sadie Walker going to try to retire all 9 batters she faces here in this third place game to give Holton a trophy and a win to end their year. Here's the 0-2. Fouled back. Girard stays alive to see another pitch. Clay Center 21-3 record. They were upset by Wamigo 2-1. Holton got upset in extra innings 3-2. Hard hit ball to right field, going back and making the catch. That's the ball game. Gracie Gallagher makes the play in right field, and Sadie Walker retires all nine she faces as Holton tacks on some more runs and offense, and they win it by a final of 8-1. So that is eight innings thrown by Sadie Walker today.
16 strikeouts.
16 strikeouts in eight innings, allowing just one hit.
One hit.
One batter to reach. Yeah. Yeah. Pretty crazy.
Two walks.
Stuff there by Walker indeed. Holton going to get a team trophy and individual medals as well here in Salina. We've got postgame coming up, so stick with us on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
ICE, Ireland Custom Exhaust, just south of Holton on Highway 75.
We want you to know that the E could also stand for everything, because at ICE, besides specializing in exhaust, we do it all, from oil changes to complete engine repair.
That's my dad, Barry Ireland, who has been providing quality repairs at fair prices for over 30 years. We still believe in honest and friendly service like great granddad promised at Ireland Custom Exhaust.
Just south of Holton, ICE. Remember, the E stands for exhaust and everything else to keep your vehicle on the road.
Wouldn't it be nice to know your local pharmacist? Well, at Medical Pharmacy in Holton, you know everybody in the building. Open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 6 p.m., and Saturdays from 8 a.m. to noon. Take advantage of numerous services with delivery and a drive-thru on the north side of the building. Contact them at 364-2114. Medical Pharmacy is here to ensure you get your medication in a timely, safe manner. Medical Pharmacy in Holton, your locally owned, locally operated, and locally loved pharmacy, 1 mile north of Holton, adjacent to the Holton Hospital.
It's time to reevaluate your rock driveway with some fresh gravel from John's Repair. Call him at 969-6400 to reach John McManigle, your local handyman, who helps you get your driveway back to the shape it was. 785-969-6400.
Lasting Impressions of Holton provides custom products to help you build your business image, sports team stand out, and organization shine. We offer screen printing, embroidery, banners, vinyl decals, and many other promotional products. Open Monday through Saturday in Holton. We're online at lastingimpressionsofks.com.
Hi, this is Diamond Dan for Diamonds by Design Jewelry Stores. Diamonds by Design is a full-service jewelry store with a variety of fine jewelry to fit every budget. Come in and let Marsha and her staff help to make your special occasion even more special. Diamonds by Design, locally owned and operated for over 15 years, and we specialize in custom design jewelry with a full-time designer in-house and computer software that lets you build your very own custom design jewelry. Come see Diamonds by Design at 21st and Wanamaker in Topeka.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Holton Wildcats, a 23-win and 2-loss season and a third-place finish here in the Class 4A Girls State Softball Tournament. Justin Fluke, Mike Tanking back with you in Salina. Holton beats Clay Center in a matchup of the 1 and 2 seeds, both upset by one run in the semifinals earlier today, as Allie Beard and Grace Utz, two Holton seniors, step forward to receive the third-place team trophy for this Holton Wildcat squad. And Coach John Dietrich will now hand out third-place medals to all of his players. Here's the totals today in this third-place game. Holton ends up with 8 runs on 8 hits. They had just 1 defensive error, and they left 4 on base. Clay Center ended up with just 1 run on 3 hits. They committed 3 errors, all in the 6th inning, and they left 3 runners on base. Solo homer by Clara Edwards, representing the lone run for Clay Center. And the Holton offense was led by Sadie Walker, 2 for 3 with 2 runs scored and an RBI. Holton had 6 other hits from 6 other individuals. Gracie Gallagher, 1 for 4, scored twice and batted in a run. Brooke Flewelling, 1 for 4 with an RBI hit there in the 6th. Olivia Summers had an RBI single. Grace Utz had a double. Justina Ray had a single and a run scored. Timber Wilson scored a run, as did Stacy Bond. And Emma Summers was 1 for 3 with a run scored as well for Holton in this ball game. Good team effort, and as we talked about at the start, Tank, not an easy game to kind of come back and bounce back from a tough semifinal loss and be in the third-place game instead of the championship, but Holton did pretty good despite falling down 1-0 in the top of the third by Edwards Homer. They responded, getting 3 runs in the 3rd, 1 in the 4th, and 3 in the 6th, or 4 in the 6th, to win this one. But Holton played well. Good to see them go out with a victory
and some smiles here in Salina today.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, the third place game, you want to play good softball. You want to go out with a good taste in your mouth as much as possible. Obviously, third place game's a tough one to get up for, and so many times that one's just going to be about effort. And they brought the effort. They brought the effort. Got down and you know, could have quit, but didn't, and came back and put some runs on the board. Continued to battle, and really impressed with the at-bats that they threw together against the Division I pitcher. That was maybe the most impressive takeaway from this, was just the way they grinded out at-bats and were able to get some base runners. The walks came around and scored, did some really nice things there. And then you saw the other side of it with Clay Center falling apart defensively, and Holton continued to play good defense throughout the entirety of this tournament. And so that's what they can take away from this third-place game. Again, kind of a bittersweet taste, certainly had higher aspirations for this year. Or for today, rather, to play in the state championship game, but definitely did not leave anything out on the field, and definitely played a game to be proud of in that third-place matchup.
It's almost unfair, isn't it, to have expectations going into a season? It's basically state championship or bust. I mean, that doesn't seem fair to 16, 17, 18-year-old girls, but that's kind of what it is. And a quick look ahead to next year, going to be that again. Allie Beard, Grace Uth gone, but everybody else back. I mean, Sadie Walker and Gracie Gallagher, the way they pitched this year, this team's going to be the favorite in 4A, no doubt about it, all of next season, and puts a lot of pressure on them. Maybe makes it more difficult to enjoy the regular season as much as you'd like, enjoy each win and each kind of step of the process, but it's a good thing to have expectations to be a state championship caliber program year in and year out, and that's where Holton's at here currently.
That's where you want to be. That's where every program would want to be there. And you know, the beautiful part or the awful part, whichever way you want to look at it, of a state tournament is it's single elimination. You know, you go play a double elimination tournament, this could be a totally different outcome. But it's single elimination, one bad game, couple bad innings, whatever it might be, can end your run, and it did today. And you know, it's too bad because you do feel like Holton had as good a team as here today, and maybe the best team here today, but had a couple bad innings that got them derailed in the semifinal matchup, and that's how it goes. But the girls should have nothing but smiles on their faces after the way they played in that third-place game, and also the season that they had, the number of wins that they put on the board this year, dominating Big 7 league play, and then going and beating some bigger schools outside of the league as well, just continuing to build on what they got going on. And you know, you get the feeling eventually, you get back here enough, keep knocking on the door, you keep knocking on the door, eventually you're going to be able to get that door knocked down, and maybe next year will be that year.
Three straight trips to state, three straight 19-plus win seasons. Holton's record over the last 4 years, now 75 wins and only 17 losses for the Wildcats. They end this year 23-2 with a third-place finish here in Class 4A state softball. So Holton will maybe be able to get some tougher games scheduled next year. It's pretty tough with the way that the Big 7 League is. I mean, this year, you know, Holton was able to run rule 16 of their 23 wins ended by run rule. That's a number that's probably a little bit too high, and you can't control the Big 7 League schedule. You hope those teams get a little bit better. But this year, Holton won two games against Olathe Schools, two games against Shawnee Mission. You figure hopefully they'll for sure get some of those in, but that's going to be a key, I think, is, you know, this is going to be a team that this year they were motivated and hungry because they missed all of last year. Next year they'll come in hungry and motivated because they didn't quite get to the championship, and that'll again be the goal.
And a lot of these girls are going to be playing softball as soon as next week. You know, they're going to be back out on the diamond playing with their club teams and tournament teams throughout the entire summer. Some of them playing together, but then again coming back together after the first of the year playing together as a Holton squad again. But you know, they'll continue to play, continue to work on their skills, work on their ability, and you got to think there's going to be some really good things for next year with this young group.
I think we don't get to do it often enough, especially outside the fall season, but glad you're able to join me here today in Salina. Always a good time. Appreciate that, and we'll look forward to next year.
Appreciate the invite. It's a good time. Good time, buddy.
Appreciate our studio engineer, Scott Cox, as well, and all of our Kansaland station crew and the MSC Sports Radio Network. Again, don't forget, we'll have a state track update coming up here momentarily. Get you the latest from Johnny Kane, who's tracking Class 2-1A state track results live at Cessna Stadium in Wichita again today, wrapping up officially the 2021 high school sports season. That'll wrap it up for us today. We're going to thank a few more of our sponsors as we end our broadcast. All those businesses, all local businesses that you heard advertised during the three games at state, the reason why we're able to be here and broadcast live state Holton athletics to you on KNZA. So be sure and thank them. We'll thank a few more of our sponsors as we sign off. For Scott and Mike Tinking, this has been Justin Fluke. Thanks so much for listening. Again, your Holton Wildcats beat Clay Center 8-1, ending their year with a win. Holton 23-2 in third place in Class 4A. So long, everybody. Thanks for listening.